Right. So this discourse was said in 1961, and it was said shortly after Simchat Torah. And it quotes it, and it was said in the week of Parshat Noach. But as far as I can see, it doesn't mention the Sedra Noach and the flood and various other things in that Sedra. It doesn't mention that. But what it was said in the week, it wasn't said on Shabbat. But what it's doing, what it manifestly is doing, it's taking a concept, a theme, an idea from Simchat Torah and saying that that has to be with us all the time. That has to be with us throughout the year, not just in Simchat Torah, but throughout the year. And the theme that it presents is a fascinating theme, that God has two ways, which is very relevant, highly relevant. God has two ways of dealing with the Jewish people. And one way is that if they are very good and spiritual and holy and keep mitzvot and so on, then God blesses them in a beautiful way. But he has another way of dealing with the Jewish people as well. If they are not necessarily good, holy, or keeping mitzvah, then his blessing comes from a much higher level, that he loves them just because they are the Jewish people, like a parent loves a child. So the parent might have a child who is a very good boy or girl, and the parent's very pleased, and they reward the child in all kinds of ways. And then there's another child who's a very difficult child and doesn't do anything right. And the love that is shown to that child is actually from a higher level, because it's from beyond the level of kind of a action and response. If we do something good, then there's a response from God which rewards us. But the child who doesn't do anything good, the response is from a much higher level. Okay, so I think this is a very beautiful discourse, and let's try and explore it, and we'll have the Maima melody. Oh, ya, ya, ba, ya, ya, yum, ba, ba. Ha, ya, ya, ba, ya, yum, ba, yum. Ha, ya, ba, ba, ya, ba, yum, ba, boom. Ha, ya, da, dam, ba, ha, ya, da, dam, ba, yum, ba, ho. Okay, right. So here we have this Maima, this discourse, which was said on Monday of Parshat Noach. It was the just before Rosh Chodesh of Cheshvan. It's now the second of Cheshvan. And it was said in 1961. And it's not edited by the Rebbe. Lo'ose niflaot gedolot levado. So, and then he goes on, ki lolom chasto. To the one who does great wonders all alone, like it's talking about God. So the one who does wonders all alone, that's God. We're praising God, basically. Now, so that's so ve'ita, but bichlach sheyatzu min hametz al hamechav. Now, bichlach means a book of Hasidic teaching. And there were a number of many books of Hasidic teaching, usually handwritten Hasidic teaching. And they slowly were rescued from Russia and from Europe. During the war, many of them were kept in it was called the Institute of Jewish History in Poland. So I don't know the history of this particular one. So the Rebbe's, it's in the 60s, there were quite a number of them which were rescued and came to 770 to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe would have them published, and it would. So there's a book or a discourse, a Hasidic discourse. Maima Katzah Hamatchil Pasuk Zeh. There's a short discourse by Rabbi Shneur Zalman, the first Chabad Rebbe, which begins with this verse: "He who works great wonders all alone." And there it explains the special quality, in the word wonders, niflaot, but tosefet nun, which has an extra letter nun, v'lo alashon hamuva b'chama mekomod, and it doesn't use the word which is often used, osef fele, making a wonder, l'lo tosefet nun, without a nun. So working wonders, you only need the word fele to say wonders. What is added by the nun, which makes it niflaot, which in normal English translation would also just be translated wonders. And what the Rebbe does in this discourse, he explains that these are the two different dimensions of the way that God deals with the individual or with the Jewish people as a whole. That he works wonders, that's pele, without a nun. That is the response to the person who does good. It's also a wondrous thing. It's an amazing thing. Because the person is doing good, God responds, and there's a wondrous positive thing for that person. But the extra nun is for the other case, where the person isn't doing good. And nonetheless, from a higher source, there comes a blessing and a flow from God, which helps that person or that people in a immeasurable way beyond definition. So then the Alter Rebbe, that's Rabbi Shneur Zalman. So in other words, our Rebbe is commenting on a discourse by Rabbi Shneur Zalman. So the discourse, it doesn't give here what date that discourse was. Many of the Rabbi Shneur Zalman's discourses are dated, but they're all up to 1812 when Rabbi Shneur Zalman passed away. Mostly when we study discourses, it's from the late 1790s or the first decade in the 19th century from Rabbi Shneur Zalman. Now, so in this discourse, it begins to explain Masha Katov, what's written, a verse which says, "Ki tov chasdecha michai," your kindness is better than life. Now, that's a striking statement, and what does it mean? Hainu, that means shehachesed shalamayla, the kindness which is above, supernal kindness, divine kindness, Hutov yoter mechaim, is better than life. Va'inyan b'zeh, now what this means is as follows. V'hine chayim, when you say the word life, kolel et kol hadragot sheyesh b'chaim, that includes all the different levels that there are in life. Va'ad shekolel gam, until it also includes et hashoresh u'makor shel hachaim, the root, the source of life. Shenikra b'gemara, which is called in the Talmud, b'shem mechayin hachayin, God giving life to life. Now, giving life to life means that is the source of life. Shehu anotele din yan ha'chaim. That is the quality, that's the level which gives the idea of life. So, mechaye chaim, yiten lecha chaim. May the one who gives life give you life. And so there is a mashal, there's a parable in order to understand this. An example in the physical world. Mimidat hachesed va'ava sheba'adam lemata. When we consider a human being here below in this world, and that human being has a certain level of love, Sha'al yada, and through that level of love and kindness, mashbia le'ohavo chayim. He gives life to the person he loves. So you have a human being. The human being loves a certain other person, and he gives that other person life. What does it mean? He gives him life. Al yadei mamon, he gives him money. Or machol, he gives him food. He gives him things that are going to help that person's life. It might even save his life in certain situations. He's giving him things for the benefit of this other person. Shemidat ha'ava shebileva oev. Now, the quality of love, which is in the heart of the person who loves this other person and is acting in this way and is giving him foods or money or other things which are able to help that person survive. The quality of love in the heart of the person who is doing this, he lemaile mahatova gashmit hadrusha, is greater than the level of practical favors which are needed. So let's say, you know, there's someone who's got a difficulty, he's fallen into hard times, he's got a difficult spot. And this person who likes him very much and cares about him, he says, you know what, I'm going to get a bank loan to help you. I'm going to give you £2,000. I haven't got £2,000 at the bank, but I'll get a bank loan and I'm earning and they'll probably give me the loan and I'm going to lend it to you. Right? Now, that's an amazing favor, right? A to B, that's a tremendous favor. But if you were to analyze this, the person who's doing that favor, loves the other person much more than £2,000 worth. He loves that person very much. And in this particular instance, it is expressed through this £2,000 gift. But that doesn't really measure his love for the other person. He really cares about the other person in a very deep way. And there are all kinds of other ways he might show that love. We haven't got to the end of his love just because he's done this very fine thing, borrowed £2,000, and he's given it to his friend. So the power of love is higher than the practical expression of that love. Higher than that level of practical help, hadrusha v'sof kol sof magat le'oravu, the practical help that the friend needs and which ultimately reaches that friend. Yeah, so let's imagine in this situation, £2,000 is what he needs and that sets him straight. Now, in fact, at another time, the person might need more, might need something else, something deeper. But the person who loves him has this power to give him love and concern and caring about him. Sometimes you can express enormous concern just by phoning someone up. It doesn't have to cost £2,000. the person feels that you care about him. V'yetedem is there, and more than this, line 19. She'etzem u'pnimiut hamidah, that the essence and the inwardness of this measure of love, he afilu lo bifchinat shoresh u'makor la'tova gashmit. It's not even the root of the practical help shenoten la'ovo that person A is giving to person B, whom he cares about so much. Eile shem'etzem u'pnimiut hamidah, from the very essence and inwardness of the quality of love, which might be inside any person's heart, nimshechet midat ha'ava, there is expressed the power of love, kafi shematchila liyot shayechet imtziyut shel zulat begalui. The way that that power of love might relate to the existence of another person and in a revealed way. So in other words, there's this deep power of love within, and the way in which that power of love actually relates to another human being, and it's being expressed in terms of that human being, or human beings in the plural. And as a result, it's being expressed, whether in practical terms or whatever. Ula'achre zen, after that, having come from this exalted source, na'aseh b'vchinat mechayechayim, it becomes what is called, what we learned before, the root of life, that which gives life to life, which is higher than life, it's the root of life. Hainu shoresh u'makor, the root and the source, sheyumshach mimenu, from which will be drawn chayim v'chesed, life and kindness, lo'avo, to the person that this individual loves. So let's just toss this around for a minute, because I think it's a very remarkable idea, this concept of loving another person in this very intense way, or other people. And the power of love, it's something so strong that it then gives rise to like certain activities, like giving that person something or other kinds of activity. But it's this strong power of love in the heart of the person. I mean, when I read this, I think primarily in terms of one human being loving other human beings, I think of the Rebbe. The Rebbe had tremendous, tremendous love for every individual in the most remarkable way. And it was seen in all kinds of different ways. One aspect, simply the way the Rebbe could remember everyone's name and what they were doing in their life, and just seeing the person, you know, among thousands and thousands, and immediately relating to them in their situation, which people saw again and again. And you know, this wasn't just a brilliant memory. The Rebbe had a brilliant memory, but it was care. It was love, and that's how people felt it. So here the Rebbe is talking about human love in this way. Are there any comments from anyone? Rabbi Lou, would you like to add a comment? We can't hear.
Sorry. You mentioned about the Rebbe. I think that's a very relevant, very, very good example. And there are so many stories about the Rebbe being sent, and which I witnessed many myself and my wife in private conversation with the Rebbe. We remembered something a long time ago about, you know, how is the skin on your face, which was this, that, you know, months after you forgot about it already, and the Rebbe still had it on mind. But I wanted to say that I think it was Beryl Yunik, my mechutim, who is his son is married to our daughter, said that the Rebbe said, the Rebbe saw in a laser beam way, was aware of people's weaknesses and areas for improvement and problems, and chose to not just focus, but to see the person as something good with fantastic potential. But he said, He said, if I had not trained myself many years ago to see only the good in other people, he said, I would not, I would not be able to exist. I wouldn't be able to continue existing.
Oishalk, doesn't that mean to bear?
To survive.
Right.
Had I not trained myself, I think that the Rebbe said that he learned it from his father-in-law. I wrote it down somewhere. And he said that had I not trained myself to look only at the good in another person, I would not have been able to carry on, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Rebbe's positive vision for the world was based on a positive vision of other people.
Right.
There were people with the Rebbe who, saw people in a more negative way. And what was that story where someone said to the Rebbe, how are you going to achieve what you want to achieve? You know, look who you've got helping you. And the Rebbe said, what do you want? I should take the Sefer Yetzirah, the book of creation, and create new people?
That was somebody complaining about his employer. There were two people working in the Rebbe's Maisit. And he said, he told the Rebbe, so the Rebbe said, he's doing his job, he's doing it well. So he said, why don't you get rid of him? So the Rebbe doesn't mind a mention. These are my people. What do you want? I should create new people from Tevi Yetzira. There was once a person that ever asked about a relative of his who was visiting from Russia or something. He said, Rebbe says, does he wear tefillin every weekday? So the person told the Rebbe, he says he does. Just like that, he says, in Yiddish. He says he does. And the Rebbe says, I want you to train yourself to think positively about other people. That was the Rebbe's comment.
Okay, any other comments? Eve, Shalom Aleichem to you.
Thank you. I was very intrigued by this constant reference to Limshoch, to pulling down, to bringing down.
Right, to draw down the map.
So, I mean, who is bringing down? Is it the Rebbe or whoever's standing in that position? Is it Hashem? Is it...
That's a very good point. At the moment, it's talking about human love, and it's then going to talk about divine love. But in all the instances, it's seen or presented that the deepest love comes from sort of the highest faculty within a person. And so that very deep love comes from a very high faculty. And then it flows down and is sort of applied to practical levels, lower and lower down, in the real world. But that
it works like a bracha.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Which is really kind of mind-blowing, if you think about it.
That's a very beautiful way of saying it. What do you think of this, Rabbi Luke? Eve is suggesting that this quality of love functions like a bracha, like something which is very high and which then flows down into the world.
Well, a bracha is also something you draw down. And here he's talking about nimshach all the time. Every sentence has got that word in it.
Hmm.
And like revelation too, the last bit was about becoming revealed to the other. So that's exactly like how bracha works, isn't it?
Exactly like what?
how bracha works.
Yes.
It's something you have to draw down. And it's something which then becomes revealed.
Fascinating. I've been reading Levinas, and so it all fits in.
Okay. Well, maybe that's where it came from. I don't know.
Yeah, the bracha is the language, and the I think this is a very profound way of looking at it. It's flowing down, and it flow. You know, it's like a deep way of understanding our own relationships, and seeing how we care very much. And that this care, this quality of care, this quality of love is deep within us. And then it's a matter of applying it in practical terms, which, as Eve says, it's to be mamshich, to draw it down and focus it on something real. And then comes the question in our human life, what is the best way of focusing it? How do we focus this love as the real expression for seeking goodness for that person? You know, for example, we might love a child, you know, so what is the greatest kind of goodness that we can give that child? So if it's a Jewish child, you know, the idea of a Jewish education, of some level of knowledge of Judaism, some ability to be able to keep Jewish teachings, each child at their own particular age. That that defines the love, which in its origin is on a higher level.
Is it something in us, or is it something that works, that kind of passes through us?
Well, given that we're at this point talking primarily about Jewish people, and the soul of the individual Jew is really a part of God. So in a sense, it is something that is passing through us. But it could be that there's a certain universal dimension to this as well. And it would still be something flowing through the person, because it's coming from the highest source within the person. You see, love, real love in this sense, is altruistic. We're not talking about the kind of love which is really self-gratification. Here we're talking about a higher kind of love. Okay. So, let's go back to the text. Right, so then, Val derech zeh, so here we are at the top of the page. Val derech zeh b'midat ha-chesed l'mayla, so in the same way with the quality of kindness above. So that means in God. Up to now it's been about human beings, now we're talking about God. Sheyesh v'kama dragot, there are several different levels. Hadarga shelamata biyoter nikret chesed olam. The lowest level is called the kindness or love of the world. Shezohi midat chesed, that is the quality of kindness, divine kindness. Shaleh ne'ma, about which it says, olam chesed yibaneh, the world is built on kindness. Haynu shehi, this love, Bekeiruv le'inyana olamot. This is close to the worlds. Ad shemimene yachol yod binyana olam. It's so close to the worlds that the worlds can be built from this divine love. V'hu or ha-chesed atzilut. And that is the radiance of kindness from the world of atzilut, the world of emanation. Now there are four Kabbalistic worlds, and atzilut is the highest. And in Atzilut, there's the power of chesed, of kindness, and that power of kindness flows down into our worlds, and creating the world, and keeping the world in existence, and so on. Ubchinazu nichet b'shem chayim, and this quality is called life. Or you might say, now this is interesting, putting it in this way. So there's a little bit of uncertainty, but let's just take it in a simple way. Or you could say, shegam b'chinazu, that this level, he ha'shorish u'makor l'chaim, this is the root of actual life. V'nikhet m'chay chaim, and it's called giving life to life. Now it's interesting. So this is the lower level of love, which gives life to life, and therefore there is life. There's life for this individual, there's life for the planet, there's life for nations. Yesh chesed elyon shelamayna mechesed olam, and there's a higher level of love, higher than this chesed of the world, this kindness, this love of the world. Gohua nikha rav chesed, and that's called great love. Haynu shezeu gam b'chinat chesed, that means it's also love or kindness. Ele shebechesed gufo, but in chesed, in kindness itself, harizeh rav chesed, it's great kindness, shalamayna mechesed, above ordinary chesed. Al derech mechaye chayim, the same way you can say that giving life to life, shalamayla mechayim, is higher than life itself. And so this great chesed is higher than the ordinary chesed. Now, we're now going to see where this is in the system of the Sfirot, because the kindness we were speaking about before came from chesed of the world of emanation. Now, higher than chesed, there is keter of the world of emanation. And high and within keter, there's the external aspect of keter, crown, which is called arich ampin. And so this Rav Chesed comes from that level, that exalted level, Shoresh Kol HaNetzalim, which is the root of everything which is emanated, all the emanation below. Omnam, but we can go even higher. Yesh Pchina Nalet Od Yoter, there's an even higher level, Shehi B'chinat Chafetz Chesed, which is not called great chesed, great love, it's called desiring love. Or b'lashon ha-katuva now, or quoting the verse, ki tov chastecha mechaim, your love is greater, is better than life. Now, tov. So that level of chesed, that's chesed ha-atzmida l'mayla. This is the love which comes from the essence and it's above. It's the essence of the radiance of the kindness of God. And about this it says in that verse which we quoted earlier, your love is better than life. Because this love which comes from the essence, your love, is better than all the different levels of life, even including the level of giving life to life, on the highest level. Here we've gone much higher. All right, so there's different levels of chesed, and some of them go much, much higher. Umamshech b'mayim, and it continues in this discourse, that means by Rabbi Shneur Zalman, sheklalutam shechat ha-chesed v'chayim milamayim, that in general, the flow of kindness and life from above, he be'ofen shelitaruta dilatata, is in such a way that it's a response to the efforts from below, al yidei avodata adam lamata, by the efforts of a human being below. So the human being below does something positive, maybe very positive, and that causes what's called in the Zohar an arousal from below, and the arousal from below triggers a response from above. And so even though we've been speaking on quite a high spiritual level, it's still accessible through the arousal from below and the response from above. And this arousal from below at the level we're speaking about, it reaches the root of everything which is brought into being on the level of emanation. And that is the outer dimension of Keter called Arichampin. That's the place where, as high as that, the arousal from below reaches. But then there's, and so since the arousal from below reaches there, that's why the life comes from there, from the quality Mechaya Chaim, giving life to life. According to the nature of the arousal from below, according to the way the human being is living below in the world. Sometimes he or she is serving God in a more intense way. Sometimes they're serving God in a lesser way, God forbid, with some kind of lack. And God responds in kind. All this is the first level where God responds to us, to what we do, because we do positive things, maybe sometimes more, sometimes less. God is able to respond. Omnam bat, yeshno inyan ba'ofen na'ale yoter, there's an even higher level. Bahamshachat ha'chesed milamaylo, of drawing down the kindness from above, shahamshachahim ha'adzlut o midat chaslo yidbarer. The flow, there we have this flow again, the flow is from the essence of the radiance of the quality of divine goodness, kindness. Ki tov chastecha, the goodness of your chesed, your kindness. Shemisham nimshach yoter, from that level, much more it's drawn down. And absolutely not corresponding, beyond, totally beyond the service of the individual below. Totally beyond the service of the individual below. So here he has mapped out. Oh, Nicole, it's wonderful to see you, and I hope you're feeling better. So this flow, assuming, thank you. So this flow from above is beyond what we can reach. I think that's a very, very profound and important statement at this moment when the Jewish people are in crisis, not only in Israel, but elsewhere as well, with huge anti-Israel demonstrations, which are really anti-Jewish demonstrations, and some very negative responses by newspapers here in London in a very problematic way. So there, the fact that the greatest level of love is completely independent of the behavior of the person. That's a very, very beautiful message. So here the Rebbe spelled out that there are two levels of divine love. So there's the level of divine love which comes as a response to the positive activity, thought, speech, and action of individuals or people. And there's a much higher level which is independent of that. And so that is there in the divine, connecting with the Jewish people. And now we're going to go to the next. Does anyone have a comment they want to make? Gloria?
Hi, Tali. How do we understand this divine supernal love that we don't see in this, these times of terror and strife? How do we understand that? You've explained it beautifully, but I don't understand. Are we supposed to just take a step back and think it is there, even though we can't perceive it because we're mortal? But how does it work?
Well, listen, Gloria, terrible, terrible things have happened. But God forbid, I think what was planned was much worse.
Yes.
You know, it's absolutely terrible what has happened, but with the help of God, it's much more under control now than it was a week ago. That's with the help of God. So the thing is, although we are deeply concerned, and everyone is, you know, doing what they can for the situation, whether in practical terms, in spiritual terms, you know, saying psalms, giving charity to the, you know, the right kind of places where they can actually practically help. At the same time, I think we should be aware that God is there, and God is with us. I remember a terrible thing had happened in Israel. There, a bomb planted by a terrorist had gone off in a pizza bar in Jerusalem. And several members of the same family were killed. It was the most awful thing. And it just happened that I was visiting Israel a little bit after that, a day or two, like 2 days later. And my daughter was taking me from, you know, one place to another. And she suddenly said, let's go to the shiva of the family of this family and the pizza bar. And we went to the shiva, which was somewhere in Shomron, somewhere over the green line. And many people had visited this shiva. The prime minister had come, the chief rabbi had come. But when we got there, it was later in the evening and there weren't that many people. But I was very, very struck by the intensely spiritual atmosphere that was there. Here was the surviving members of the family sitting shiva for, I can't remember how many people who died. And it was an extremely inspiring thing that these people who had lost so much at this moment in their lives felt very close to God. And, so that is something very deep. And that, you know, communicated itself to the visitor who just come for a few minutes.
I'm sure it did. Thank you. That was very profound.
Right. Ach, adayin ein muvan. But there's a point that we can't understand. Eich yecholim lifol. How can we achieve that this flow should come from the very essence of the divine goodness, the divine kindness? Since by definition, as we've just defined it, this is makom kazeh, it's such a place, it comes from such a place, that the actions of us, the denizens of the lower world, Eino nogea, makes no difference. Ve'eino magia sham, and doesn't reach there. So how can we trigger it off? We'll see what kind of answer the Rebbe gives. And I think his answer is for us to, we'll try it out. We'll see if this is really the answer. We'll examine this together. But I think the answer is just simply our awareness that there is such a love that comes from beyond any qualities that we may have, good qualities, not so good qualities. And there's a love from God towards us, which comes from a higher level. Our consciousness of that helps to trigger off that love. It might be that the love is there even if we're not conscious of it. But if we are conscious, then maybe we're helped by it in a further way. Here we have this example. We're going to look at an example of a father dealing with children. There are two ways of behaving in relation to his children. Because behold, when the son is intelligent, and he behaves in an orderly way, just as the father likes, completely, or at least a little bit, maybe even less, but still it's somehow relating to what he's supposed to be doing. Then the father conducts himself and gives a flow of kindness to his child according to the level of the child's understanding or and the level of his or her behavior. When the father sees the son has no connection with anything that you can understand or grasp, this son does, he's way out. He doesn't relate to anything. He's not able to behave in an organized way. He keeps doing the wrong thing. He's not able to behave in such a way that the parents will be pleased. Then the father or the mother behave in a second way. That they pour to him great goodness without looking at him, without considering at all. But my mudumatsava ben the situation of this child. They just give to the child. The child's doing this thing wrong, doing that thing wrong, and then he's doing another thing wrong. Love him more. This is the kind of advice Rabbi Lu often gives parents with difficult children. Love them more. Shanhagazu, and this kind of behavior from the parent. He mitzad ze shaben einu shaykh lan hagaba often. It's because the child, he doesn't relate to a behavior The child is not going to get anything from the parent as a response to the good thing the child's done because the child's doing one negative thing after another. So you have to move to a higher level in relationship to this child. So that's in terms of a human person. Now similarly, when we look above with God and the human and the individual, there is shnei ofanei hanaga. There are two ways that God conducts himself in relation to the Jewish individual or the Jewish people, or any individual you might say. Yesh ofan hanaga, there is one kind of conduct from above. Which comes from above as a reflection, so to speak, as a response to the way the person serves God, in their arousal from below, their positive activities. And this includes also that in addition to the flow that comes in consequence of the person's good behavior, mitzad havanato v'hasagato, according to that good understanding, mosifim u'mashvim lo. God gives him even more. It's not just that it's like a simple relationship. He did X good, and so he gets Y response. It's much more than that. But often shalemaylem imedida v'agvala. The positive comes on an extraordinary higher level. V'hainu shashvahi lo rak mibchinat chesed olam. That means that the positive flow comes not just from the kindness of the world, which was the first level we mentioned before. Elegam mibchinat rav chesed. It comes from the higher level, the great kindness. Ele shegam ashvazu, but also this level of flow, he be'erech hamedida v'agbala, is in some way comparable to a finite measure. Sharigam b'chidat rav chesed, because even this great kindness, shalemayim chesed olam, which is greater than the kindness of the world, it still relates to the source of existing beings. But when God, who is bringing everything into being, he sees, but often that if that's the way he's going to measure this people, the Jewish people, lo yum shach moment, nothing's going to come to them. The fish ain't koch b'tachtonim, because the lower world, the people that we're considering here, the people in this, these people, they don't have the power, l'ore ha-shefa mitzad na'asem, to arouse this flow because of what they do. Kibim shalaben, like the sun, the image of the second kind of sun. She'ein ha-shach ninyanim shalabana v'asaga, he doesn't understand. V'an ha-ga k'fiya rotzoni, he doesn't behave in the way that the parents would like. It's just, it doesn't relate to it. Can't do it. Azayah Seidahu, then the order is different. Sham Shachat Hashpa'ah, the flow, this flow, Ibushufi, comes with great positive flow, Ribui Gadol B'yoteh, tremendous positive force. Mibliya Beit Ha'amadu Matzav Kafi Shuhu Mitzad Maaseh Tachtonim, without considering the situation of this people or individual, according to the way it is in the lower world. So it's just a pure display of love from God on a much higher level than comes to the one who is the good boy or the partly good boy. Section Dalet. V'zeh lo'oseh niflaot gedolot levado. Now that's what is in this verse. The God who works wonders, and remember we questioned right at the beginning the word niflaot for wonders, because pele without a nun it also means wonder. So it's the God who works wonders, great wonders, niflaot with a nun, shalemayim mipele, which is higher than the word pele, which doesn't have a nun. The inyan b'zeh, what this means is, when the flow comes from above, and he lefi erech avodat adam, it's the lower kind, where the flow comes commensurate with the service of the individual. Even this, hareze inyan shel pele, this is a remarkable thing, because the flow actually comes in a way which is beyond being commensurate. Osef pele, working wonders. Because in addition to the flow that is kind of measured and is directly proportional, mibchinat chesed olam, which comes from the lower kind of chesed, the chesed of the world, there comes also a flow which is above any kind of measure, mibchinat rav chesed, from the power of great love, as mentioned above. But also the flow that comes above measure, tuluya b'avodat adam, depends on the service of the person, which only reaches the root of existing beings. But if you reach higher than that, that's where you have God who works wonders with the letter nun in the word niflaot, with the addition of the nun wonders. Now, the nun in Hebrew indicates the passive. There's the active tense and the passive. And the nun is the sign of the passive. Shelashon ze morer, that this expression indicates, this flow is not the achievement of the person through his or her service of God. It's something that takes place for this child, for this person from above, with Hashem ibli habed al mamado matzavo, without considering what the child, what the person, what the people are actually doing. Mashvi'im lo, pouring to him b'shufi uveribu gadol biyoter, in a tremendous, powerful force. U'masayim lo oseh nifla'ot gedolot levado, and this phrase ends with the word levado. God works these tremendous wonders levado, alone. Shesedezeh shetiyah amshecha, this idea that there should be a flow, which doesn't depend, and has nothing to do with the service of the person at all, that is from above the root of all existence, and that's what it means, that's what it means, God alone, because when you go higher than the root of all existence, then there's God alone. Otherwise, there's God in the world, God in the universe, God in the Sfirot. But here, there's just God alone. And it's from that level that this tremendous force pours. Okay, is there any discussion at this point? Any comment anyone would like to make? Okay, it's a pretty, I see it as a very striking discourse. Now the Rebbe comments, v'hine behemshech ha'ma'amirim b'bichul anal, when you consider the order that these discourses are in this book of manuscripts, we can see that this discourse relates to Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah. And in fact, the beginning of the discourse, it's this verse that God works these great wonders by himself, which is one of the verses that we say in the Hasidic custom on Shmini Atzeret, and everyone says on Simchat Torah as well, Ata Hareta. You showed that's the beginning of the whole process of taking out the Torah scrolls to dance with them. And among the Hasidim, this is said both on Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah. And in Israel, of course, both days are one. So it's one day, the Shabbat at the end of Sukkot. That Shabbat in Israel was both Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah. And the night before the terrible attack, I heard, people speaking about wonderful, hakafot, wonderful atmosphere. And then early in the morning, they heard this terrible news. No, and got involved in that terrible news. Omnam, however, k'shem shebechol inyanei Simchat Torah, just as with all aspects of Simchat Torah, Hakavanahi, the goal is, the divine goal is, Shalachre zeh, that after that, Yum Shechu bimei kol hashana kula, these spiritual qualities from Simchat Torah should be drawn into the whole year. Or be'ofen shegam b'meshach hashana, in such a way that also in the course of the year, This positive flow should be without any concealment, without any veiling. The joy of the rejoicing of the law should permeate the whole year. It's the opposite of limit of concealment and limitation. So if that's the case in general, of everything about Simchat Torah has to be drawn down into the days, months, weeks, and months ahead. So we can see that it also applies to our explanation of this verse, about God making these wonders all alone, which means this tremendous love without expecting anything back, and or from the beginning, a love which is beyond the recipient doing anything or being able to do anything to receive it. Shakavanahi, and what this means is, she'inyan zeyum shach ba'ofen galui, it should be revealed, it should flow in a revealed way. B'meshech kol ha'shana kula, throughout the year, the greater the flow that is from above, according to the way that the Jewish people behave in their positive way, in their way, where they understand things and they do things positively. Since that level only reaches the source of existence, but not beyond. It reaches the source, which is Bechinat Mechai Chaim, giving life to life. This is not yet what the Jewish people are asking from God. We're asking the higher level. As Rabbi Shneur Zalman himself said, now, these words are in Yiddish, and I'm going to translate them into English in a moment. Ich will ze gonit. I don't want them at all. Ich will me nit as dich alein. I want you alone, God. Shezeu inyan, he said, he doesn't want the Garden of Eden. He doesn't want the world to come. He just wants God. Shezeu inyan shalamayli, we call Seydish Tashlut. That's a yearning which surpasses the whole down chaining of the worlds. Now, this is a very exalted idea, but and we could ask, you know, how is it relevant to most of us? But since this saying that the Rabbi Shneur Zalman used to say, "Huva b'shorish mitzvah latfilah," it's quoted in a book by his grandson on the root of the meaning of prayer. Ve'inyan ze lomdim chasidim, and chasidim study this. As regards their own private contemplation, in their own private prayer, and through them, this idea also reached other Bnei Yisrael, other Jews, by them teaching about it. This proves, in some sense, this applies to all of us. This has to give him extra life force in his service. Lifola inyan, in order to bring off that quality of God working wonders alone beyond. Hainu shavodato b'inyan la'oseh, his service in the way of doing, that means osin ratzono shel makom. That means doing when a person is fulfilling the divine will. It should be have the effect not only in drawing down that quality of godliness which does wonders, that's wonders without a nun. It should be on a higher level of bringing down the wonders with a nun. Not ordinary wonders, great wonders, as in this verse. And to be able to achieve this throughout the year, we should be able to draw down this tremendous power. So that's, this is the last paragraph now. The Yesh Lakash is there, and this can be connected also in Torah HaBaal Shem Tov, with the saying of the Baal Shem Tov, which is quoted by the previous Rebbe on this verse, Shekol ma shehakadosh baruch hu oseh, everything that God does, even things within the world, hu lo rak pele. The Baal Shem Tov says, you know what? Everything God does is not only a wonder, but it's nifla'ot gedolot levador. Everything God does actually is of this quality. It's great wonders, and it's great wonders with a letter nun. Va'ad shegodel hafla'atom shel nifla'ot, till the great, tremendous quality of these wonders, hu rak levado yodeh otam, only God alone knows them. And that, I think, is an answer, Gloria, to what you said before. I believe there were hundreds of miracles. In fact, people are saying there were hundreds or thousands of miracles in the last 2 weeks in Israel, where these terrible things were happening, but people were saved in miraculous ways, in ways, you know, really beyond, you know, like the woman who decided she's going to make coffee for the terrorists who were keeping her trapped in her home. And she was worried that they would get hungry and kill her because they're hungry and they want to leave. So she said, would you like to have something to eat? And they agreed. And she began making them some food. And then Baruch Hashem, at that moment, the police, the Israeli police, were outside the home and hadn't known what to do. They knew she was trapped inside, and one of the policemen was her son. They managed to get in from an upstairs story and kill the terrorist. And it was all from this brilliant suggestion of eating something that's which distracted them. And many, many, you know, there have been well over, you know, tragic deaths and worse than death in some senses for people who are captured, raped, horrible things. And nonetheless, there are many miracles as well. And what the Baal Shem Tov is saying is that these miracles actually make us survive the entire time. That all the time, they're miracles of which we are not aware.
And we have to be grateful for them when we see them.
We can be grateful for them, knowing that they're there, even when we don't see them.
Yes. But there's also the miracle of love shown by parents protecting their children.
Absolutely.
Like a mother who died, but
yeah,
she protected absolutely her son with her own body.
Yeah, yeah.
A Kiddush Hashem. I mean, she would do it for her child, obviously, but I think this is another example of the kind of miracle you're speaking about, or the revelation.
It's also the miracle of the fact that the Jews are united again.
Yes. Yeah, that's certainly a miracle.
That is true.
That's
it. I mean, it's closeness. A horrible way to get there, but it's huge.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, that's a very good point. It is. A very important point.
Yes.
So now we're just in the last lines here. And he continues to explain, I think this is also from the Baal Shem Tov, the way the verse says, ki l'olam chasto, for, because, ki means because, l'olam chasto, your kindness, God's kindness is forever, and that's why he does these wonderful miracles. And the word ki, now, ki begematrahim lamed. Now, ki in the numerical value, ki is, kof is 20 and yud is 10, so that's 30. These are the 30 aspects of the sfirot. There's this idea of the sfirot of the world of Atzilut, which come down into the lower worlds, into the world. See, it starts off in an emanation, it goes down into creation, formation, and action. And the Kabbalah speaks about 30 vessels of this flow. That's like a well-known Kabbalistic concept. And what the Baal Shem Tov is highlighting is the word ki has the numerical value, the gematria of 30, and indicates this flow downwards, that tzilut from the world of emanations, so they become nefesh, ruach, neshama, they become the spiritual dimension, the soul of the lower worlds, creation, formation, and action. Shebehem ba'al yadam, and it's through them, hu hamshachat chasdo ba'olam, that's how God's kindness, this miraculous, supernal kindness comes down into the world, ba'olam. As we said before, that it comes down for the entire year. So it's coming down into the world and it's for the entire year. And it comes about through God communicating, as it were, communicating and bringing this down into our worldly existence. V'kein tia lanu, so it should be for us. Sh'anifla'ot g'dolot levado, that these tremendous wonders, yum shechu l'olam, they should come down into the world. Ad l'olam hazeh gashmi v'achumri, into this physical material world. L'mata ma'asarat fachim, on ground level. Often galui, and in a revealed way, b'chasadim gluim, with revealed miracles, goodness and kindness. B'vane chai mezoni revichei, with children, with health, with healing, with mezoni, with sustenance, everything in an abundant way, and in such a way that the Jewish people are victorious, and there's only goodness in the land of Israel and everywhere else, ultimately with Mashiach Tzidkenu.
Amen.